This is Sean with Voices Levon. I'm speaking with Joe and DJ. They are the founders of Optimum Fire and Security. And we're going to kind of talk about their team itself and what they look for. They are a veteran-owned company, and they have a lot of different veterans that work with them, but you know, they work with the federal government along with commercial and residential, and you've got a solid team. You've been growing for about the past 5 years. You know, as you're bringing in other people to be able to help you grow, who are some of the people that you have, and what are some of their characteristics that really made you feel that they were going to be a good part of your core team?
Well, I'll start this off and then kind of break away from there. But the first component for me and my goal was to acquire Joe Barber. Joe has a tremendous skill set in the fire protection industry, and his managerial skills and just the way that he goes about thinking about a problem. He has an uncanny ability to dissect what would be almost impossible to the man next to him, and he breaks it into such small segments that each one of them can have a solution in its own, and the end product is always the best. So getting Joe was a no-brainer. It was just a matter of how we can go about doing that. Fortunately enough, we were able to come to terms, and we got everything worked out, and he took a huge leap of faith and stepped away from a company he was with for a very long time and jumped in the muddy waters of a small business. And he has been by far the best thing that we could have done as a company at that day, at that time and age.
Nice.
From there, once we got him in place, it was just really a matter of strategically placing people that we thought highly of. And we found people with different characteristics, different skill sets, and we didn't want them to be people that are identical to us. That was a big takeaway. We wanted to find someone who was very gifted in their own right within the trade in which they worked in, and bring in those people who were independent thinkers and brought in another caveat to the table that we may have been missing. And in doing that, we highlighted a few people that we were familiar with, and we started just going down the list from there. And once we'd done that, we fell on the name of Brian Lessard, who was a technician for another company for a very long time, about 20 years. And his attention to detail on all his projects and his the way his thought processes work in regards to not wanting to leave a job until it's 100% complete to not only the job standard but his own standards really set him apart. And he has grown into, from that technician of the past to now our federal divisions director who oversees about $2.5 to $3 million reoccurring annually, and he's handling all that under his umbrella. The next big piece that we brought into the table when we opened up our service division, we brought in a gentleman by the name of Dan Soares, who was working in the Northeast United States and Massachusetts area, and he is just a skilled and gifted person when it comes to security, access control, and cameras. I doubt you'll find anyone else that can talk the lingo for longer and more passionate than him, and he's brought those skills to us here at Optimum. And shortly after that, we actually changed our name through our DBA from Optimum Revolt Shop and Fire and Security to capture all of our new changes and alterations we made to the original business model. And then from there, we started adding more and more skilled technician positions that have just grown with us. Some of these guys have came in with us with zero experience and just been extremely loyal and has worked their tails off to where we are right now. And we have one person in particular that stands out in my mind, Kyle Boyd. He started with us with zero experience whatsoever, making a little bit more than minimum wage at the time. And right now, after 5 years, he's our operations manager. He's one of the hardest working and most intelligent people in regards to his position and what he performs for this company. So we have a lot of stuff that we have grown internally, and then we have things that we have cherry picks based on our best of list. And the composition that's come together has been great.
And then,
Joe, do you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
I don't think so. I feel like you covered it pretty thoroughly.
Okay.
I feel like based on that input, though, I should ask for a raise.
All right. Well, that's a really great overview of the team itself. We're going to kind of dive into the different divisions. And so, the public can really understand what you focus on within each area from the commercial, residential, and as well as the federal.
All right. I'm going to hand that one off to Jeff.
All right.